think about the movies and TV shows you've seen where Native Americans perform mystical ancient rituals, singing, dancing, playing traditional instruments. Now imagine if those sounds were produced not by people, but by electronics. Well, that's what's happening in Arizona, where the Native American healing ceremony is being digitized. Jimmy Jenkins from Here Now contributor KJZZ in Phoenix explains.
This is very simple, like traditional kind of noise box. It's just a box with a bunch of knobs and buttons.
Cristobal Martinez is playing the Beast, a silver-spiked metal box with knobs that's hooked up to an amplifier. It's one of many musical instruments he's made from old electronics and recycled parts. He picks up a synthesizer made from mailing tubes and old computer speakers.
And now I can remove the tube cap, and I can use the tube cap as a way to modulate the sound.
Another instrument is fashioned from a controller for an old golfing video game with joysticks connected to pulleys and strings. It might seem obsolete to most of us, but after Martinez hacked it, it's become almost a sonic marionette.
You can control the filter of a tone by pulling on these strings. You pull on these strings in a different direction, you can change the pitch.
On their own, these instruments may not seem musical, but together they become something more complex. Martinez works with the three other members of his group to build layers of sound, playing the hacked electronics as well as more traditional indigenous instruments like a wooden tone block and an ayayote rattle made from seed pods. The musical experience is something Martinez calls Radio Healer. It's an improvised performance group led by indigenous members. They've taken their show to multiple continents, blending familiar and unfamiliar sounds in an attempt to challenge ideas like old and new, primitive and advanced. Martinez says the concepts of adaptive reuse and sustainability are extensions of the group's indigenous heritage.
We're using those knowledge systems as a framework for hacking these new media technologies.
Like generations of medicine men and shamans before them, they're creating music and ceremony to heal what they see as an illness among their people. The performance is both musical and visual. As the music drones, black and white images of barren strip malls and desolate urban landscapes are projected on a screen. Radio Healer member Edgar Cardenas hopes the images and sounds challenge their audience to think about their relationship with society. He says performing allows him to tune out the white noise of advertising and commercialism.
You stop becoming merely a consumer of the technology that's mediated for you, and you start actually being the producer.
Raven Kemp is the youngest member of the group. While living on the Navajo reservation, he experienced sacred healing ceremonies performed by his tribal elders. Now that he lives in Phoenix, Radio Healer performances are a way for him to carry on that tradition in a completely different setting.
I feel like staying here in the city and having those kinds of instruments kind of feels like having the reservation here.
He says cracking open circuit boards and computers has led to even more questions about the inner workings of the world around him.
You know, that's what this group has taught me, is to take apart all I've known and rework it as something else.
Martinez likens his group's experimental approach to the bold ingenuity of Chicano lowrider culture.
Hack the car, reimagine the car, and create a whole new type of ride, a whole new type of experience. And in doing that, you create a tool for hacking the rules of the road, which is essentially to get the traffic to slow down.
And that's what Radio Healer would like their audience to do, too. Slow down, tune in, and listen. For Here and Now, I'm Jimmy Jenkins.
And you're listening to Here and Now.